540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley is returning a $2,000 campaign donation from Marty Brooks. Brooks was fired yesterday as Wisconsin Center District CEO for using public money to make political contributions. The Crawley campaign confirmed the money came from public funds. They're also checking whether a $500 donation to his county executive race used the district's credit card. Two other Milwaukee elected officials are doing the same. Mayor Cavalier Johnson's campaign is tracking which of four $500 donations from Brooks used the district's card. Council President Jose Perez says he's returning a donation Brooks made several years ago with that card. As a federal investigation continues into the 2020 election, the Journal Sentinel reports that Milwaukee County is taking steps to protect workers and voter records. County Executive Crawley says outside attorneys will help represent employees being interviewed by the FBI. The issue is over 200,000 ballots that could become public due to a lawsuit. Crawley says he's committed to keeping those votes private. MMSD is moving ahead with an independent third-party audit of its wastewater operations. It comes after whistleblower allegations and weeks of public scrutiny over facilities managed by Veolia North America. Commissioners have approved up to $100,000 for the audit and created an independent advisory committee with water experts, plant operators, and community representatives. The review will be conducted independently of MMSD staff with findings promised to the public. The euchre seats they are not. The Milwaukee Brewers are launching a new ultra-premium game day membership called the Trust Club at American Family Field. It'll give members exclusive access to a two-story open-air club with high-end food, wine, and personalized service. Members get seats behind home plate, valet parking, and their own dedicated staff throughout the game. The team says the membership is designed for fans who want, quote, the best out of game day and beyond. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A statewide search for a new Universities of Wisconsin president is entering its next phase, with public meetings beginning today. Sessions will be held through Thursday in places including Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. Organizers say they want feedback from a wide range of people, from students to employers. The position opened after the board removed former President Jay Rothman in April. A final hire is expected later this year. Families waiting on green cards are facing record delays, and new policy changes could make the process more complicated. A recent report from Manifest Law found over 500,000 family-based applications still pending nationwide, including more than 2,000 in Wisconsin. Family sponsorship makes up the majority of green card approvals in the state. Under new rules, many applicants may have to finish their cases at U.S. consulates abroad, a move that could impact how long families wait to stay together. Wisconsin's Peninsula State Park is being named one of the greatest state parks in the nation. The area is ranked at number 3 on USA Today's 2026 10 Best list. The Door County Park is a popular destination for tourists, featuring 400 campsites, 20 miles of hiking trails, a summer theater, and more. Minnesota's Gooseberry Falls State Park and Mohican State Park in Ohio were ranked at numbers 1 and 2 on the list. And Michael Johnson, the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, has died at the age of 50. Johnson served the organization for 17 years. In a statement, the organization said he brought passion, integrity, and a deep commitment to the mission of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, and his impact will be felt for many years to come. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A wild and crazy game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Just when you thought you'd seen it all over the weekend in Denver, the Milwaukee Brewers played until after 1 a.m. Wisconsin time to beat the A's in Las Vegas 15-14 in 12 innings. There were 11 combined home runs in the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked, where does that one rank in his major league career?
Yeah, the most bizarre game I've ever had. Major League Baseball in 11 years. Never saw anything like it. So many things happened. There were 16 16 challenges in the game. 16 challenges in the game. I never seen anything like it.
16 ABS challenges, a new MLB record. The two teams play again tonight. NFL, Packers mandatory minicamp. Bo Melton back at wide receiver after being moved to defensive back at the start of last season.
Like last year, it was needed, and I'm a team guy. Like I want to be here for the team. I want to win Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, if that's what it takes, and that's what they think is good for me in that year, it was cool.
That's Bo Melton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with a few spotty showers and thunderstorms around. High temps in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible during the evening with lows in the lower 60s. On Wednesday, a hot one with highs in the upper 80s to near 90.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.